Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Power outages throughout the region this morning as high winds keep PG&E workers busy. All three outages started between midnight to 2 a.m., 26 customers going without power in McKinleyville, 2 in Eureka, and approximately 20 in Hydesville. There's no word on when the power will be restored. The series of storms that have made their way through the region have left their mark, especially on local roadways. Localized flooding in areas prone to floods, such as Matoll Road and Old Arcata Road, and that meant county road crews were busy clearing debris, setting up warning signs, and opening roadways. Humboldt County First District Supervisor Rex Bone was out as well, checking on his district.
I spent 3 days in the First District driving around. I think I put about 600 miles on my pickup, and I mean the Matoll Road, Blue Slide Road, all the flooding, you know, the lowland flooding in Port Kenyon and Cannibal Island and stuff like that. There was a lot of water this weekend.
The rain and flooding have receded, but there remains work to be done.
Hey, our road crews actually, I mean, they kicked boot this weekend. I mean, you got to understand, too, they have to put out hundreds of road closed, one lane. They have to get those signs out there so people don't come up across the road and cause an accident or, you know, things like that. So these guys did I was out early and stayed late, and everywhere I went, every slide and everything I went, there was a crew working on it. So the guys did a great job.
All in all, Humboldt County came away from the storms in pretty good shape, with relatively few power outages and no major river flooding. You can check on the locations and status of power outages, as well as major river flooding, by visiting our website, KINS1063.com. Sheriff's detectives are investigating an armed robbery that took place at the 76 gas station in the 1900 block of Central Avenue early yesterday morning. The clerk told responding deputies that two men entered the store through an unlocked rear entrance. Both suspects were wearing black clothing, and the victim reported that one of the suspects was holding a black handgun, which he pointed at the clerk while demanding the clerk open the safe. Clerk complied, and the suspect fled the scene. The first suspect is described as an adult white male, 6'1 to 6'2 in height, with a thin build, wearing a black hoodie, black gloves, and a black mask. The second suspect is described only as a male, with a thin build, with a height of 5'8 to 5'10, who was wearing a gray hoodie and a dark mask. Anyone with information about the suspects or the robbery is asked to contact the sheriff's office. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The City of Eureka's Public Works Department will have work crews on Fairway Drive through the end of the week, weather permitting, to install guardrails along the street. Fairway Drive will be reduced to one-lane traffic with flaggers present from 7:30 a.m. until 6 p.m., so please use caution when moving through the area. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods has been noticed by the other fire chiefs across the state who are members of the California Fire Chiefs Association. Woods was named as the Fire Chief of the Year by the association, an award named after retired State Fire Marshal Ronnie Jack Coleman, and one that's been handed out each year since 2000. Chief Woods was recognized for his work in his consolidation of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department and his work in developing advanced life support paramedic training for Humboldt Bay fire crews, as well as his role in developing and deploying the department's rescue swimmer program. Chief Woods is the secretary of the Fire Chiefs Association, an avid member of the Southwest Rotary, and serves on the board of directors for the local Salvation Army. Chief Woods said in a statement, and I quote, "I was shocked and humbled to receive the award, but it's really a confirmation of the work we have been doing at Humboldt Bay Fire with our consolidation and our emphasis on customer service," unquote. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.